आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं वादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the signs of a realized seer, a jivan mukta or a sthita pragya. What are the characteristics of a jivan mukta? So Shankaracharya discusses from verse number 426 to 445. And in each verse you will find he is not describing anything, any sign which is outer. Be very careful. He is not describing any outer signs. He is discussing about the state of his mind, his understanding, his attitude toward his body, his attitude toward the world, and how he is seeing this world. These things Shankaracharya is discussing. And one thing more to be noted, we can't peep into the mind of another. I can't peep into the mind of any person. Similarly, you can't peep into my mind. So therefore, it is really, really very difficult to recognize a realized seer. Very difficult. But these characters, why they are given here? In order to assess whether we have reached that state or not. It's not for examining others. Gurudev will tell, it is not for examining others, it is for examining our own self, whether I have got these characteristics or not, and find out how much I have progressed. So in verse number 426, it was said, Brahma karataya sadasitya, always he is established in the Brahman, always abiding, always. whether he is awake or in the samadhi. Nirmukya vai arthadi, and he is not giving any sense of reality to the sense object. Not giving any reality to the sense object, to the world outside. And inside, what is the state of mind? Always established in that Brahman. And whatever food comes, anya avetita bhoga bhoga kalna nidralubat balvat, whatever food comes, whatever is offered to him, he eats that as a nidra, as a sleepy person or as a child, not caring for what is given to him. And how he is seeing this world, sapnavat, he is seeing the world as a swapna. According to the realized master, this Jagrat Avastha is dream number one, and in this dream number one, when we go into the Sapna Avastha in dream number two, we understand dream number two is false, but we don't understand that dream number one is also false. But the realized master knows that this Jagrat Avastha, which is dream number one, is also false. Kaschid anantapunyafal Book Dhanyasa Manya Bhuvi. And how he got this? Ananta Punyafal. Ananta Punyafal. He got this. And he is Manya. He is Dhanya. Manya means he is respected. Dhanya means he is blessed on this earth. Then in 427, it was said, he always enjoys Sadananda. Sadananda, Satananda, Satananda means that ananda which is staged in three periods of time, past, present and future. And not even changing in degrees, it is not Priyamod and Pramod. He is always enjoying Sadananda. Nirvikar, Nirvikar means the Sukh, Dukh of the world comes to him. It is not that the Jnani will not get the Sukh and Dukh from the world. He will get Nirvikar. Nirvikar, he is not disturbed by that. Nirvikar, Viniskriya, he is very active, but no selfish action. Viniskriya, no selfish action. All his karma are niskama karma. Check yourself. What are we doing? Are we doing niskama karma? What is our state of mind? We all are doing selfish karma, kama karma only. And now the definition of sthitpragya is given in 428. What he has analyzed? He has analyzed the identity between Brahman and Atman. He knows Atman is Brahman. How he has analyzed? Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi. He has taken out the maya part, the prakati part, the upadhi part, the conditioning part, and he has reached that the other than the upadhi, whatever is there, is that Atman or Brahman only, and Atman and Brahman is one and same. Many times we have seen the Brahman with a conditioning is called Atman, and Atman without conditioning is Brahman, therefore Atman is equal to Brahman. And what is the subject matter of his vritti? There are two things. One is the illuminator of vritti, which is always present. And vritti, we have seen, there are two types, aham vritti and idam vritti. Idam vritti. This aham vritti has always got this idam vritti. Idam means that I am seeing chair, table and this and that. But what is the object of his vritti? His object, object of his vritti is consciousness. So consciousness is illuminating and consciousness is the object of his vritti. Therefore he is continuously seeing, abiding in that Brahman. There is no duality. There is no duality because the object of the vritti is also consciousness. Therefore no duality there. And susthita, he is well established in that. His wisdom is, what is his wisdom? I am that consciousness, I am that Brahman. That is clear to him. And he is always ananda nirantaram, nirantaram ananda, always cheerful. Yasya prapancha bismrit praya. His prapancha, the jagat, bismrit, as if forgotten. Like when we go into the dream number two and come to dream number one, which is Jagrat Avastha for us, we forget dream world. Bismrit praya. Similarly, one who has come out from the dream number one, come to the state of God realization, for him this Jagrat Avastha is the Vismrit Praya. I forgotten totally. But we are burdened with the prapancha. Din raat we are thinking about object, emotions and thought only. Prapancha is sitting on our head. But his prapancha is Vismrit Praya. And when he is awake, it's not that he is always keeping his eyes closed and always in the samadhi avastha. It is called vyutthit avastha, when he is active in the world. When he is active in the world, what is his state? Without identification with body, mind and senses, he is acting. In verse number 430, Shankaracharya says, without identification. And we all identify. These are all state of mind. Identification is in the mind. It is not physical identification. Without identification with the body, mind and senses, he is perceiving the world. Object, emotions and thought, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha, everything he is perceiving. But he has got no raga and dvesh, no likes and dislikes. Why no likes and dislikes? Because the vasana in BMI chart is gone, agyan is gone, he has got the gyan, therefore no likes and dislikes, whatever comes, raga, dvesha, rahit, he takes it, nidraluvat, balavat, he takes it. And he never comes under the sway of raga and dvesha, never, never. And he has got this pure knowledge, and he is acting, but not creating any vasanas. We are creating vasanas in each and every action. He is not creating. Why? Because his actions are not selfish. His actions are niskam karma. He is doing karma yoga. Therefore, no vasanas are formed. Then in 431 he said, he has a body with a part, but niskala. We all have got hands, legs, eyes, ears, everything. Yes, we all have parts. The jnani also has a part. But it is said he is niskala, without part. How he is without part? Because he is established in Brahman, and Brahman has got no part. Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body, causal body. Therefore, he is niskala, without part, and his mind is free of anxiety. No stress, strain, etc. And what is his attitude at the body level? These are all his understanding, his vision, his attitude toward the world. Whole world is like a swapna, like a dream. What about his body? His body, no I and minus. Body is like a shadow, chayabhat. He can consider this body as chayabhat. We consider the shadow of our body as chayabhat. But the realizer, he thinks this body is a shadow. And in verse number 433, what is the state of mind? No stress, no tension. Why no stress, no tension? Because no reveling in the enjoyment of the past. What has happened in the past? Ho gaya khatam. What about the future? It does not mean he will not plan. He will plan for the future. But he never expects a particular fruit from that action. Whatever comes is okay, good. And in the present, he is not excited. Now you try to introspect your mind. You will find either it is reveling in the past, enjoying or suffering the past events, or it is planning for the future. Or in the present, what happens? Excited. If you get something of your choice, you are excited. So we are not able to put in 100% of mind, but this jnani, sthitapragya, realizer, he is indifferent to all these. And in 434 verse, he said, how is his intellect? At body level, it is shadow. No I-ness or no minus. At the mind level, no stress and tension, not thinking about the past, present and future. What is in your understanding in the intellect level? He is Samadarshi in the Jagat. He knows in the world there is gun and dos. All the object beings are different from one another. He knows it. Everything is full of guna and dosa, but he is Samadarshi. Why Samadarshi? How he became Samadarshi? Because his attention is always at asti, bhati, priya, not on the Namarup. Namarup has got guna and dosa. Therefore he is Samadarshi. And how he meets his ishta and anishta. It is not that because of prarabdha, he will also get ishta and anishta. Good and bad things will happen in his life also. And how he meets them. When confronted with the ishta and anishta, pleasing and painful, maintains equanimity, Samadarshi. Why Samadarshi? How he becomes Samadarshi? Always you analyze how he becomes Samadarshi. He considers this body is not mine. I am not this body. Body is suffering, mind is suffering, intellect is suffering. Let them suffer. Why they are suffering? Because of their karma. This body, this jiva has done, it will come. His understanding is that the karma I have done. The fruit is coming. Who is suffering? Who has done this karma? Body has done this karma. Let body, mind, intellect suffer. And in 436, it is said, continuously tasting Brahmananda rasam. Continuous state of mind. See state of mind. Continuously he is tasting Brahmananda rasa, not entertaining distinction of within and without, does not know or identified with the outer world or not identified with the emotions and thoughts inside. So outside, not identified with the Namarup, and inside, he is not identified with the emotions and thoughts. So that makes very clear to us all the description of a jnani or a jivan mukta from the standpoint of state of mind is described here. We didn't get anything which is related to outside. By seeing, if he has wearing a tilak of lamba tilak up to this, it should be 3 inches. Then he's a jnani. Our understanding, a jnani should walk barefoot. He should not ride a car or travel in here. This is our understanding. But Shankaracharya is not saying anything. He is not saying he should wear this type of clothes or this type of tilak, or he should take a danda with him. Or a kamandalu should be there. No, these descriptions are not there. Then everybody will take kamandal and a danda and will say, yes, I am sadhu. No. These are all descriptions at his mental level. Now next, 437.
Dehendriyadau kartavye.
देहेन्द्रियादौ कर्तव्ये
ममाहं भाववर्जितः ममाहं भाववर्जितः औदासीनेन यत्तिष्ठेत् औदासीनेन यत्तिष्ठेत् स जीवन्मुक्तलक्षणः स जीवन्मुक्तलक्षणः देहेन्द्रियादौ कर्तव्ये ममाहं भाववर्जितः औदासीनेन यत्तिष्ठेत् स जीवन्मुक्तलक्षणः
स जीवन्मुक्तस्य लक्षणः. दिस् इस् द इण्डिकेशन् आफ् ए जीवन्मुक्त. वाट् इस् द इण्डिकेशन्? मम अहं भाववर्जितः, हेविङ्ग् नो ऐडिया आफ् ऐ एण्ड् मै. No minus, no mind, no I, no aham bhava, no mam bhava. Where deha indriya adau, deha body, indriya senses, adau. What do you mean by adau? Adi, adi means here pran, man, buddhi, ego. Pran, man, buddhi and ego. Kartavye, with regard to his duties also. with regard to his duties also, no aham mam bhava. No aham mam bhava. Audasinena yavatisthet, with an attitude of indifference, audasinena yavatisthet, he who remains. Therefore, having no idea of I and mine, with regard to body, sense, organs, etc., not to duties, living with an attitude of indifference, this is indication of jivan mukta. So, deha indriya adau kartavye mam aham bhav varjita, no ego and no minus. Mama bhava, aham bhava. Check your own state. Do we have aham bhava? Very strong. Mama bhava? Oh yes. 100% mama bhava we have got. And the jivan mukta? No aham and mama bhava. How he thinks deha and indriya, adau, prana, mana, buddhi, ego, how he treats them, how he considers them, how he has come to that state? He considers that this also is a vehicle, body is a vehicle, BMI is a vehicle, like a taxi. We ride a taxi, when we reach our destination, we don't have any mama bhava. Do you have a mama bhava in a railway seat or in the airplane seat? No. Why? It is just a carrier, it is just a vehicle. He also treats this body, mind, intellect as a vehicle to reach the destination. And he has reached his destination. Therefore, aham mama bhava is not there. Like suppose you are playing with your grandchild. You all are aged, I hope. You have become grandparents. Or even with your own children, you are playing carom. And there is a red goti. And the child wants to take the red one first. What is your state of mind? Child has a very strong aham bhava, mam bhava. I want to win. The father or the grandfather, does he have that type of attitude in the mind? No. No strong I and mine. Okay, you take it. He thinks he will win. He is very happy. Same way he considers that. How to test whether I have ego? If my ego is affected by any past or bad experience and I want to tell others, I want to share, this urge comes into mind, my achievement, I want to tell. If I have suffered, I want to tell people, you see, I suffered this way. And you feel dejected, elated, then by your good or bad experience, it means I have got ego. I have got ego. Litmus test. These tests are for us. Don't try on others. And he is performing his duties without ego. He is active, doing his duties without ego. We get the beautiful example of Hanumanji. Hanumanji went to Lanka, found out Mother Sita, and whatever it was done, he did it, came back on the other side here, and met Ramji and told, I have found out Sitama. And Ramji praised Hanumanji, Ramji praised. At that time, Hanumanji says, So sab tab pratap ragurai, Nath na kachu mori prabhutai. Are Nath mera kuch bhi nahi hai. It is because of your presence, your blessing, I could accomplish because your blessings were with me. Nath na kachu mori prabhutai mera, maine kuch nahi kiya. See, no ego. No ego. Bhagwan, it is because of your power I could do this thing. What was the state of mind of Arjun when he came to the battlefield and he collapsed there? Started crying and declared, I will not fight. Shankaracharya, the whole of first chapter and up to the 10 verses of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he describes in only 4 words, one sentence, aham esam mam ete. That is the disease of Arjun. Main aur mere. These people are all belong to me and I belong to them. That is what we also do. That disease is still continuing. Ye mere bachche hain, ye main unka hun. Yeah? This is continuing continuously. The disease is still there. And Bhagwan removed his aham and mam bhava. He removed it. How? By knowledge. He made him to do karma yoga. He made him to fight. Bhagwan could have killed everything. In fact, he already killed. And ultimately, in the later chapter in Vibhuti Yoga and Vishwarup Darshan, he said, you see, I have already killed. You see all this Bhishma and everything, your teacher, Dronacharya, everybody going inside me. I have killed. You are Nimitta Matra. You just go and throw the arrow. That's all. And you take the credit. Jayamala, you wear. Kaam maine kar diya. I have done it, everything. Aham mam bhava. Arjun was thinking, I will be killing all these my relatives. In the first chapter, he says. And in the Vishwarup Darshan, Bhagwan shows that they are all entering into my mouth. What does that mean? I have done whole job. You are Nimitta Matra. You go and fight, that's all. You will win. So scripture never say run away from your duty. They suggest run away from doership. Run away from doership. Not from your duty. So adashinne yat stesh sa jivan mukta sa lachanam. It does not mean that the jivan mukta will not take interest in his duty. He is involved, but not involved. He is involved, but not involved. Adashinne vata. But he is dynamic, but free in mind. He is free of expectation of result. We generally attach to karma and karma fall. He is not attached to karma and karma fall. A body is doing, let it do. Okay. Udasin. Very good word. Udasin, if you break it, utasin. One who is sitting up. Utasin is udasin. So his vision is above of the common people. He has a great vision, active and dynamic outside, but udasin inside. Again, you see, state of mind. Udasin inside. Gurudev says, the Jivan Mukti is rid of the ideas of I and mine in the equipment. With regard to the body, mind and intellect, he does not feel I am these. Nor has he the idea that they belong to him. Neither the body, he thinks he is this body, nor he thinks the all body belongs to him. Just as the waker does not have the egocentric feeling, I am the dream body and the dream objects are all mine. This is our experience. When we come out from dream number 2 to dream number 1, then we say dream number 2, the dreamer, or the dream objects, oh, they don't belong to me. In the dream, of course, the dream body is me, and the dream wife and the children are mine. After waking up, the I-ness of the dream body and the minus of the dream object vanish. So long we are dreaming, it seems real. Whether it is dream number 2 or dream number 1. At present, dream number 1, Jagrat Avastha, is real. We think everything is real. But when we come out from the dream number 1, we will feel that this dream number 1 is also false. Similarly, the individuality and its possessiveness vanish when one has awakened to the higher plane of consciousness. He therefore lives indifferent to tragedies and comedies that visit the flesh and its mind and intellect. All joy and sorrows come to body, mind, intellect. Sitoshna at body level, Sukh-dukh at mind level, Man-apman at the intellect level. He knows very clearly. So let BMI suffer. I am different from BMI. Such an attitude toward his own equipment is the sign of Jivan Mukta. Next.
Vijnatayatmano yasa Brahma bhava shruter balat Brahma bhava shruter balat Bhava bandha vinir muktaha Sajivan mukta lakshanaha Sajivan mukta lakshanaha Vijnatayatmano yasa Brahma bhava shruter balat Bhava bandha vinir muktaha Sajivan mukta lakshanaha
Yes, Atmanah Brahma Bhava Vijyata Srute Balat Bhavanda Vinurmukta Sajivan Mukta Salachana Hidai Jivan Mukta. What is the indication? Yes, Atmanah Brahma Bhava Vijyata Srute Balat. Whom, yes, whom, Atmanah, the self, Brahma Bhava, identity of self and Brahman, Atma Bhava, Vijnata, deeply rooted, deeply known. What he knows? Vijnata Atmana, he knows as his own Atman. How he came to know? Srute Balat, as said in the Sruti, as said in the Veda, as said in Upanishad. The Praman is Sruti, Bhavabandha Vinarukta, and is completely free from the bondage of becoming. Free from the bondage of becoming. Jivan Mukta. Sahajivan Mukta Chalachanam. So, Vijnata Atmana, he has understood the Atma Bhava. He has a deep rooted knowledge. It is doubt free. It is doubt free. What is that knowledge? In the definition of Sthitapagya, we have seen he has analyzed Atman and Brahman. He knows Atman and Brahman is one and same. He has analyzed Tattvamasi, Shruti Vakya. Yes, Brahma Bhava, Shrute Balat. He has established in the Brahma Bhava. His Deha Bhava, Jiva Bhava is removed. There is no Deha Bhava and Jiva Bhava. How he got it? He did Sravan of Shastra, Shruti Balat. He did Sravan. By Sravan he came to know what? Tattvamasi. Where is it written? It is written in Upanishad. It is written in Upanishad. And Shruti is prabal praman for the knowledge of Sun. What is the praman? Means of knowledge. For tasting milk, what is the praman? Tongue is praman. Not the eyes or ear. For the knowledge, what is the praman? What is the means? Means of knowledge? Veda, Upanishad, they are means. They are called Shruti. So Shruti Balat, he comes to know, not by Indriya. Why? Indriyani Swabhise Sura. Indriyani, they know only of their object. Tongue can only taste, I can only see. I cannot hear. Ear cannot see. They are all proficient in one subject only. And prabal praman for our atma-gyan is Shruti. And he has got that praman. How? With tattvamasi. Bhavabandha binurmukta. He is free of the cycle of birth and death. Birth and death cycle. He is out of that cycle. Like earlier also I said, in the giant wheel, when we ride that giant wheel, we go up, down, after 2, 3, 4 times. You want to come out? You don't want to remain in that giant wheel for a long time? But we are not experiencing a cycle of birth and death. It's continuously happening. And we should accept praman, shruti as a praman. It is happening. Come out of this. Okay, when we get tired of this birth and death, then we pray to the Lord. And in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is very compassionate. He says, Tesam aham samuddharta mrityu sansar sagarat. Tesam aham samuddharta. I will take him out from the sansar sagar, from the cycle of birth and death. But many of us don't want to come out. We think this is very good. We go to Mahatma or we go to the temple and say, thoda sa aur, you give me some object, emotions and thoughts. I am happy. Is it not so? Only rare few will go and tell to Bhagwan, please take me out from this sansar sagar. Take me out. Gurudev says, he who has understood that the self in him is the self everywhere, aided by the study of Upanishad, is the liberated one. By the method of systematic analysis, he who has come to the experience that the one matrix upon which the entire world is playing about is his very own self. My Atman is the substratum of the whole world. Such person is the realized. When the identification with the BMI is completely dropped, and when he has risen to the higher plane of consciousness, he suddenly realizes that not only is he the pure consciousness, but the whole universe too is nothing else but the Supreme Self. Remember, Drigadisha Vivek, Asti Bhati Priya Nam Roop, Ajnani Sees Nam Roop, Asti Bhati Priya is there. Jnani sees Asti Bhati Priya. For him, the Naam Roop is secondary. For Ajnani, Naam Roop is primary. Asti Bhati Priya is secondary. We all see the Naam Roop with the Gona and Dos. But Jnani sees Asti Bhati Priya, which is one and same, whether it is an inert thing or a sentient being. Therefore, he is Samadarsi. Because he sees only Asti Bhati Priya everywhere. Therefore he is Samadarsi. So one who has experienced thus becomes completely liberated from all becoming, all transmigrations. He is not affected by the changes that take place outside him and subjectly within him. Next.
Dehendriya Swaham Bhava.
Dehendriya Swayam Bhava.
Idam Bhavastadanyake. Idam Bhavastadanyake. Yasano Bhavata Kwapi. Yasano Bhavata Kwapi. Sajivan Muktaishyate. Sajivan Muktaishyate. Dehendriya Swaham Bhava. Idam bhavastadanyake yasano bhavatah kvapi sajivan muktaishyate.
Yasya deha indriyesu aham bhavastadanyake idam bhava no bhavati kva api. Yasya, for whom deha indriyesu, body and senses, aham bhava, ego, tad anyake, other than that, idam bhava, concept of this. There are two things, aham and idam. Na bhavati, both are not there. Ko api at any place, at any time. No aham and idam. Sa isyate jivan mukta. He is considered as a jivan mukta. So he is describing, Shankaracharya is describing in various ways the state of mind of Jivan Mukta. Deha Indriyesu Aham Bhava, no ego with regard to deha and senses, no I-ness in the upadhi, no I-ness in the conditioning. Aham Idam Bhava comes because of the force of vasana. because it is the force of vasana, this is ignorance. Because of this vasana, aham bhava, idam bhava comes. When this is not there, when this vasana is not there, when this jnana is gone, jnana has come, how can there be aham bhava or idam bhava? There cannot be any aham bhava or idam bhava. In the case of Jivan Mukta, I and minus will never arise. Idam bhavata adanyake. Anyake, other than the body. Aham bhava, in body we have got the adam, aham bhava. Anyake, other than the body, outside the world, we have got mama bhava. Idam bhava. This is there. In the Jivan Mukta, both this aham bhava, idam bhava is not there. Not there. Who created this aham and idam bhava? So it is seen in Dridhisya Vivek, sakti dvayam hi mayaya vichepa abriti rupakam vichepa sakti lingadi brahmandantam jagat srijet. It is the maya which has created. Started from the lingadi. Lingadi means from the thought. Earlier our conception, our understanding was that jagat is beyond this body. Is it not so? We consider jagat, body is mine, I am body. Other than this body is jagat. But Shankaracharya says, no, lingadi. Lingadi from the thoughts. Thoughts are also seen. Thoughts are also anatma. Why thoughts are anatma? Because the mind is anatma. Mind is made of five great elements, subtle great elements. Therefore, mind is also anatma. Vritti, what is mind? Flow of thought is mind. So, vritti is also anatma. Vritti is also seen. Anything which is seen is anatma. So, Brahman starts from vritti and to the entire world outside is anatma. And this is all idam, idam. So, jagat, which is seen as idam, idam, starts from vritti. Because vritti are also seen. Now the anger vritti has come. Now the greed vritti has come. Now the sukha vritti has come. Now the dukha vritti has come. So, these vritti, these thoughts are also seen. Therefore, they are all idam. Yes, no, bhavata, kvapi. Jivan Mukta has broken this division of aham and idam. Jivan Mukta has broken this aham and idam, Baba. In Upadesha also, we have seen. There is suddha aham. Then there is aham vritti, idam vritti. Aham vritti and idam vritti, these two are thoughts. One who has broken these thoughts, how he has broken? Because the object of his vritti is consciousness now. Object of his vritti is consciousness always. And who is illuminating? Suddha aham is illuminating. So what is there in the mind? In the mind, the whole mind is merged in that consciousness. Illumination, the subject, and the illuminated object, both are consciousness only. For such person, jagat is an apparent real, that's all. He knows neha nana asti kinchana, neha nana asti. There is no plurality, no duality. Why? Because he is seeing one Brahman everywhere. He is seeing asti bhati priya only everywhere. Each thing, whether it is inert or sentient, has got five factors, asti bhati priya namru. And he is seeing only asti bhati priya. And namru is gun dosa sahita. And we are seeing only namru with gun dosa, and we jump up and down. But he is not jumping. So, Jivan Mukta sees everything Atma Patsar Bhutesu Pasyati. He sees his own Atman everywhere. All these verses indicating the Jivan Mukta are not for judging others. Gurudev writes, not judging others. Others can never be judged by you because we cannot peep into the mind of any other person. For you will judge them with your mind and intellect. Whenever we try to judge other, we will have our own coloring of vasanas, likes and dislikes. I know the Jivan Mukta should walk barefooted. My understanding, this is my likes and dislikes. I am trying to judge others with my vasanas, my likes and dislikes. And so you will see the things which are not there. You will not find the Jivan Mukta according to your tailored thing. All these verses are for self-observation, Gurudev writes. Apne aapko check karo, introspect. Where am I? Do I have all these qualification characteristics? I have to reach that state. Put in effort to bring in all these qualities. Ordinarily, the common experience of each of us is that we consider ourselves to be the body, the sense organs, the mind and intellect. Our individuality concept and I-ness are conditioned by our body, our mind, our intellect. My body convulsion or my convulsion, I am not separate from them. This is our attitude. Dehe aham bhava. My dehe is atma. If dehe is happy, I am happy. If dehe is suffering, I am unhappy. Our attitude toward the things outside the skin is that they are either this or that. Things other than our body, mind and intellect are all other. He in whom the idea, I the subject, and this the object, aham bhava and idam bhava, never comes, is a Jivan Mukta. Why it is not coming? Because he has reached Suttaham. I hope you understand. He has no more aham vritti and idam vritti. He has gone beyond vritti and he has reached Suddha aham. Instead of the distinction of I and this, he who sees the play of one consciousness everywhere, he is seeing the play of one consciousness everywhere, he is seeing asti, bhati, priya everywhere, is the man of realization. If you are not able to see asti, bhati, priya everywhere, try. Jhoot mukh se, our acharya used to say that you are not Jivan Mukta. Jhoot mukh, you think that you are Jivan Mukta. Start seeing asti bhati priya everywhere. If you practice, then we will also able to see asti bhati priya. Next.
Na pratyak brahmanor bhedam. Na pratyak brahmanor bhedam. Kadapi brahma sargayoho. Kadapi brahma sargayoho. Pragyayayo vijanati. Pragyayamyo vijanati sajivan mukta lakshanah sajivan mukta lakshanah na pratyak brahmanor bhedam kadapi brahma sargayoh pragyayayo vijanati sajivan mukta lakshanah
yah pragya yaman he used Pragya, knowledge. He has got a knowledge, a firm knowledge. Pratyag brahmano bhedam. The distinction between pratyag. Pratyag means the inner self, atman. Atman and brahmana bhedam. Self and brahman. Brahma sargayo. So one combination is atman and brahman. Second combination is Brahma Sargayo, between the Sarga, between the Jagat, between the creation and Brahma. Kadapi na vijanati, kadapi at any time does not know at all. He does not see any difference between Atman and Brahman and between Brahman and Jagat. There is no bhed, no difference. Na vijanati, sajivan muktalachana. That is the indication of a Jivan Mukta. Where is this happening? Not outside, inside mind. Inside the mind of a Jivan Mukta, this is happening. Na pratyak brahmano vedam. There is no distinction between Jiva and Brahman. No distinction between Jiva and Brahman. All these verses, Shankaracharya is trying to destroy the Veda. Now we are seeing table, chair, screen, mic and all that thing. Shankaracharya is saying, "Arre, bhai, isko naam roop chodo. Try to see the substratum. So inside your body is the Atman and outside is the Brahman. They are one and same. And between Brahman and Jagat, they are also same. They are also same. Jagat is also Brahman. Achcha. If somebody sees Ved, what will happen? I am seeing differences. I am seeing Namrup. I am seeing Gundos of others. What will happen? Mrityo samrityam gacchati, yahiva naneva pasyati, Kathopanishad says. If you are seeing difference, thoda sa bhi difference dekha. Because in Brahman there is no difference. Brahman is one. Without gun and dos, all gun dos are in maya. When we say Brahman, it is nirgun nirakar, without maya. There is no gun dos in that Brahman. But if you are seeing plurality, duality, then what will happen? Mrityu samrityum gacchati. One death after death. Mrityu after ek ke baad ek mrityu gacchati. Iha nane bajbase. One who sees here, plurality. So two things are there. Pratyak, the jeev which is inside, and Brahman, all pervading substratum, cause of the world. A jnani sees Brahman and the world as two different entity. A jnani says, I understand. Listening to Vivek Chudamani for such a long time, there are two things. One is Jagat and another is Brahman. Pragya yo vijanati. By right knowledge he comes to know there is no Ved. Jeeva and Brahman na apara. They are not two. Kadapi Brahma sargayo. There is no difference between Brahman and world. There is no difference between Brahman and world. Why so? Because Vedanta says Brahman is real, Jagat is unreal. How is this Brahman and what is the relation between Brahman and Jagat? Brahman is a substratum and Jagat is superimposed. It is not real. Who is giving existence to this superimposed? It is the Brahman, which is Satchidananda, which is existence, consciousness and bliss. It is lending its consciousness, existence to the world. Take the example of snake and rope. What is real in the snake and rope example? The rope is real. Snake is superimposed on the rope. If the rope is not there, snake is not there. If Brahman is not there, world is not there. Who is giving, lending existence to the snake? Rope is extending its existence to snake. If rope is not there, snake will not be there. If Brahman is not there, world will not be there. So world is superimposed on Brahman. They are one only. Anta drik drishyo bhedam bahishya brahma sargayo. Apronti aparasakti sa sansarasya karanam. Who created this thing? Veiling. Veiling is created by maya. Veiling is created by maya. Maya covered all this thing and created all the ways. All the differences are created by. So when the jnana which produces differences is completely removed and destroyed, who will make the non-existent distinction of Brahman and Atman? When a jnana is removed, what is a jnana? A jnana we think, I am different. Jagat is satya. When the superimposition, a jnana is removed, what is there? Only Brahman is there. Who will tell there is a difference between this and that? Only Brahman is there. To find out the difference, you need at least two things. But when you have reached the state of that consciousness, there is no two there. There are no two. So who will tell there is a bhed? Who will ask this question? Mundaka Upanishad says, Brahmaiva idam sarvam. Brahmaiva idam sarvam. All this idam, 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 this, 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 whatever you are seeing, it is Brahman only. Don't forget Drigadesha Vivek Asti Bhati Pri has taken Naam Roop. It is Asti Bhati Priya. We all are Asti Bhati Priya. I am seeing this 25 people here. Asti Bhati Priya. And they all have taken a different Naam Roop. That's all. Chair is also Asti Bhati Priya and taken a roop and a form. We call it chair. Similar, the tree, flower, everything in this world, Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop is there. So everywhere it is the Bhagwan only. Jnani Nanyatapasthiti. Bhadraranaka Upanishad said, Nanyatapasthiti. Jnani, he does not see Nanatva. He sees only Brahman only. And if somebody is saying duality, Taittiriya Upanishad says, Dityat Bhayam Bhavati. The moment you see two, there will be bhay. If there is only one, how can there be fear? No fear. Pratiti, already we have seen in verse number 285 of Vivek Churamani, Pratiti jiva jagato sapnavat bhati yavata tavat nirantaram vidvan swadhyas apnay kurun. So long, even if you are in the dream and you are seeing the dream world, try to negate, try to remove swadhyas, this superimposition. Even then the dream, there should not be any superimposition. Don't think the dream is different, it's not real. Even if you are seeing the dream, try to remove that and come to the truth, reality.
Sadhubhi pujyamanesmin.
Sadhubhi pujyamanesmin.
Pidyamanepi durjanaihi. Pidyamanepi durjanaihi. Samabhavo bhavedasya. Samabhavo bhavedasya. Sajivan mukta lakshanah. Sajivan mukta lakshanah. Sadhu bipujamanesmin, pidamane pidurjanaihi, samabhavo bhavedyasya, sajivan mukta lakshanaha.
Yasya pujamane asmin sadhu bhi, yasya, for whom pujamane worshipped asmin, this body. Sadhubi, by the virtuous or the good people. Some good people, virtuous people, they worship. Worship whom? Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta, not Brahman. They are worshipping the body of Jivan Mukta. Body of Jivan Mukta. Durjanai Pidyamane Api. And the white people, they tortured his body. They cannot torture Brahman or Atman. Sambhava bhavet, but he is sambhava. Jivan Mukta is sambhava, sameness of feeling. Whether somebody is worshipping his body or somebody is torturing his body, sa jivan mukta salachanam. Now you will say, this is the first time it is the external thing it is being seen, is it not so? People are worshipping his body or torturing his body. It is external sign. Let us see. Sadhu bhi pujyamane asmin. Sadhu means the noble, virtuous, good people. Not we are talking about the jaradhari sadhu. Good people worship sadhu. Who is a sadhu? Parakaryam sadhanoti iti sadhu. One who accomplishes other person's job or helps other is called sadhu. So if you are helping others, you are sadhu. You are a good person. He does not create obstacle for others. They always help others. People serve him sometime. Pidyamane api durjanai, sometime he is tortured, insulted by the wicked people also. Sambhavo bhavetyasya, one who maintains the calmness, balance. It is not that sadhu will get attached to the person serving bhiksha, or sadhu normally wander, or those who are ignorant and make fun of him or insult or torture him physically or mentally. He maintains calmness. He maintains calmness. Sambhava. Tukaram. Tukaram was sadhu, but his wife was not good, you know. Wife was not good. Sometimes she used to beat him also, you know. Nowadays we always listen, husband torturing wife. We have got the instance, ulta, wife torturing, wife beating Tukaram, see. But he took it as a spice of life, never perturbed, always remembered, Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga. Chalo, ho gaya. In the case of Eknath, one person thought, I will make Eknath angry. And Eknath ji used to take bath in the Godavari early morning and come out, and this person will spit. Eknath ji will again go and take. 100 times he did that. Now that person spitting, now no more the spit is coming out. 100 times he has spitted. It has dried, trunk dried. He fell on the feet of Tukaram ji. Eknath ji, forgive me. But Eknath ji said, "Are, I am grateful to you. I did 100 times punya today. For you, I could take bath in Godavari 100 times. I got 100 punya. Don't worry." Bhrigu kicked Lord Vishnu. Bhagwan held his feet and said, "My heart is very kathor, very hard. Did it hurt your feet?" Socrates also had a wife like Tukaram. One day she was very angry, and when Socrates was leaving at that time from the top of the balcony, she put the water, a bucket of water on him. And how Socrates, he reacted after thunder cloud shower. When he was inside the house, there was thunder, wife shouting, and after thunder what comes? Pouring of water. Now she has poured water. He went away. Akhandananda Maharaj was going for a pravachan somewhere. And in India, you know, it was a rainy season. A lot of potholes. It was ambassador car. Window rolled down. It's open for getting the air. And from the other side, a car came in the ditch. And the dirty water came into the car of Akhandananda. How he said? How he reacted? Aaj humko kar charnamrit mila. It is a charnamrit. See? He didn't say, "Thay, thay, thay." This is how they react to it. Gurudev says, the man of realization does not react either positively or negatively to the external world. If the waking man with his waking consciousness enters the dream, he surely will not react to the dream experience. With the knowledge, if you enter into the dream, it never happens. With the knowledge, if you enter in dream number 2, nothing will happen to you. He simply enjoys it, whether it be pleasurable or painful in the dream. He knows that it is all himself. So does the man of realization when he lives in the world. Good people worship him with flowers and adore him with the prostrations. The wicked persecute him. Under both circumstances, the man of realization maintains the same attitude. Sambhava. He knows that the world outside is, but he himself. The glories of the liberated man are endless. How can we enumerate them all? Here Shankara concludes the theme. Now a couple of more verses, then we complete the topic of Jivan Mukta characteristics. 4 more verses are there. We'll take in our next class.
Oh. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.